Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Good news! Health agencies have made great strides in teaching adults not to smoke around children, although it took a 40-year intense all-out campaign and 2.5 million deaths from cancer and other diseases. Bad news. According to a Columbia University study, an increase in parents smoking cannabis around their children could undo decades of effort to protect our kids against secondhand smoke, according to Pediatrics Magazine, May 2018. What will long-term effects be on our children? Scientists and physicians are concerned about many kinds of secondhand smoke and their chemicals around children. Dr. Claire McCarthy of Harvard Medical School points to study after study reporting that if you are near someone who is smoking marijuana THC, the smoke gets into your system too. How much of it gets in depends upon how close the person is, how many people are smoking, and how much and how long you spend near them, and how much ventilation there is in the space. But research is clear that cannabinoids, chemicals that cause the high, get into the bodies of people nearby, including children. Nicotine cigarette smoking around children has decreased more than 7%, but marijuana smoking around children has increased nearly 5%. And then there are the edibles. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.